USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Police in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, outside of Milwaukee, are searching for a gunman who shot 8 people at Mayfair Mall. Barry Weber is chief of Wauwatosa Police.
Preliminary statements from witnesses indicate that the shooter is a white male in his 20s or 30s. Investigators are working on determining the identity of that suspect.
Police tweeted that they believe the shooting was not random and that it was the result of an altercation. The mall will be closed until further notice. The results are official and certified and in. Joe Biden has won the Peach State.
I believe that the numbers that we have presented today are correct. The numbers reflect the verdict of the people, not a decision by the Secretary of State's office or of courts or of either campaigns.
Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger says the former vice president won by 12,000 votes. This is USA Radio News.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Kahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The teen accused of killing 2 during the Kenosha, Wisconsin riots is released on bail. Here's USA Radio's Val Dior.
Kyle Rittenhouse is accused of killing 2 people and wounding a 3rd during riots in Kenosha, Wisconsin. He was released from police custody on $2 million bail. On Friday, the 17-year-old left the Kenosha County Jail around 2 p.m. after his attorneys posted bond, which was funded by an online campaign. Rittenhouse has spent the past 2 months in custody on murder charges. He claims he fired his weapon in self-defense after hearing what he thought was a shot fired at him. 35-year-old Josh Zeminski has since admitted to firing that shot, but only as a warning to rioters closing in on his home. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
When Wall Street closed on Friday, it was lower. The Dow down 220 points, the NASDAQ down 50 points, the S&P 500 down 24 points. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
President Trump is talking lowering the cost of prescription drugs. USA Radio's Tim Burke has more from the Phoenix Bureau.
President Trump says he's lowering drug prices for millions of Americans. The president, making his first appearance in a week, says consumers will start enjoying the benefits of the actions that he called historic.
We're finalizing the most favored nation rule. Remember that name, most favored nation rule. Nobody's ever done this. The drug companies don't like me too much, but we had to do it. Medicare will now look at the price that other developed nations pay for their drugs. And instead of paying the highest price on the list, and we are substantially higher than any other country in the world, we will pay the lowest price. In other words, we take the lowest price and we match whatever the lowest price is, leading to colossal savings for all Americans. And we're talking about savings of 50, 60, 70%, 80%.
A contestant on the TBS reboot of Wipeout has died after completing the show's obstacle course. A male contestant needed help and was tended to by on-set emergency personnel on Wednesday. Paramedics were later called, and the man was transported to the hospital where he later died. Contestants undergo medical exams before the show is taped. The show itself has paramedics, doctors, and a safety producer on set. More news at any time at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.